USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID tracking project reported 150,000 new coronavirus infections on Sunday. That's the second straight day it has declined after setting a record high of 198,000. Many states, though, still announce lockdowns and curfews and stay-at-home orders. They're also limiting public gathering and only permitting a certain number of people in a household at one time. Oregon, California, and Pennsylvania all issuing new mandates and lockdown policies. One state, though, that will not be issuing these is Texas, as Republican governor from Texas, Greg Abbott, says,
if you lock people down, it's going to put them into confined areas where they can transmit COVID just as easily without protocol. Lockdowns are overvalued.
People still traveling for Thanksgiving. The TSA saying they've screened over 2 million passengers at our nation's airports Friday and Saturday. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.